Michigan and Cermak, we got loot in the South Loop Market. Michigan and Cermak, they are looting in the South Loop Market for $3,284. FYI, he had a car stopped over there as well. I need an available wagon to pick up prisoners. I got one at 1148 South Wabash, and I got Michigan and Jackson. If anyone's nearby Cermak in Michigan, 3284 is by himself. He's 99. If anyone else is nearby.
100. I'm with 2000. We'll go there right now.
And 2000 going over to Cermak in Michigan.
That's some of the scanner audio. We're going to be playing that throughout the afternoon from this weekend. And we are unfortunately anticipating more theatrics tonight in Chicago and surrounding suburbs because we've seen it everywhere. Alderman Brian Hopkins is with us from the city of Chicago. He represents the near north side of the city, which we talked a little bit about earlier on. There were some peaceful demonstrations here, but part of your ward has also been shut down by this red zone that has been created. This starts at Division Street, works its way all down, works its way down to 26th Street, and then out to Halsted or Canal on the west, and then of course the lake on the east. And that, if you go into that zone today, which I did, it's pretty quiet right now because they're not letting anybody in or out. Is that going to be the situation throughout the rest of the night, especially since there are are more threats?
I believe that will be the situation for at least the next 24 hours. I have a briefing scheduled with the mayor in about 90 minutes, and I'll get more information then. But right now, it does look like the plan is to continue with that perimeter, to continue restricting movement in and out of the restricted zone, and try to protect the downtown assets. A lot of people are suggesting that's happening at the expense of the other neighborhoods. There's no way to prove that, but we do know that after we established that perimeter, we saw looting in areas that we had not seen looting at all. And as you pointed out, the area within that perimeter was quiet. That may also have a lot to do with the fact that most of the high-value targets for looting have been emptied of anything worth stealing. CVS, Walgreens, Best Buy, all the retailers that have been hit in River North and along Michigan Avenue, there's nothing left to steal. And they're not exactly replenishing their inventories right now. Right. So if you're motivated by, financial gain, if that's what's going on right now, and this stopped becoming about social justice a couple of days ago, there's really no point in going to areas where the everything's been picked clean. So it's the communities that still have retailers that have things worth stealing that are going to be targeted tonight.
Okay, one of the items that is popping up on Facebook and being sent around is a poster that says, "Burn the North Side to the Ashes, Monday, June 1st. And it names all the neighborhoods, which basically encompass the entire North Side and into the Northwest suburbs as a target. Now, these are the kinds of things that I don't know how seriously law enforcement takes just these kinds of postings because they're so generalized. But specific intelligence, are you aware of any that should concern residents throughout the rest of the city, not downtown?
That's a hard question to answer because, of course, we should be concerned. But I don't think there's any validity to those social media posts that are being forwarded all over the place. There's no coordinated plan right now to come into Northside communities with the sole intention of harming people who live there and burning their homes. That is not expected to happen tonight. That's not to say, oh, everybody can relax, we're fine, that's a false alarm, because that's not it either. There will be people coming into communities that they don't live, but they're coming to steal things. They're coming to rob retailers. They're coming to cause that type of mayhem. It's a profit motive. They're driven by greed, not necessarily hate. So it isn't to say you can disregard any kind of warnings, but the warning that those Facebook memes imply really isn't legitimate. In fact, there are those who believe, and I can't verify this, but enough credible people who understand these things are telling me that they think a lot of these are actually generated by foreign bots. And, of course, they're being forwarded by, Chicagoans. They're being, promoted, but they didn't start here. And this is part of the attempt to undermine the civil stability of America that our enemies, have effectively used to some degree over the years. We know that happens. There isn't a whole lot of proof right now that that's happening, but certainly people who monitor those kinds of things have their suspicion about where these Facebook posts actually originated from.
Well, what would you like to see, Alderman, done tonight to make sure that the people in your ward and the other wards of the city of Chicago that are not downtown are kept safe?
You know, I mean, the standard warning for everyone, stay home, stay sheltered, do not try to travel. You know, we're hearing a lot of people who have had difficulty getting home, getting past, the perimeter checkpoints where the streets are closed, the expressway exits are closed. You've got state police manning the interstates, National Guard on the perimeter. The best place for you to be tonight is home and stay there. I have been one of the voices that has been calling for increased use of National Guard resources. I don't say that lightly. I recognize all the reasons that the mayor was reluctant to ask for the National Guard originally, and then when she did ask, she was reluctant to ask for anything resembling a large number. And when we did get 375, they're under strict orders to basically remain stationary at posts and not move and not engage and not move into the neighborhoods. The reason for all that is because the training of the average guardsman really isn't in line with what the situation is. The 375 that are here do actually have special training in addressing widespread civil unrest in an urban environment. Most do not. So there's a concern about bringing them into this volatile environment under stress, under pressure. It only takes one guardsman in a moment of panic to make a bad mistake that will obviously result in, severe consequences that nobody wants to see. Yeah. So I don't say it lightly, but we have no alternative. Our police department is vastly outnumbered. We do not have enough resources at our command right now to protect the entire city. And that happened last night. There's nothing to stop it from happening again tonight. Even though there is a certain element of risk involved in mobilizing the National Guard and trying to use them to quell some of this, the alternative is an indefinite period of time when widespread looting will continue night after night. And we can't accept that.
All right. Alderman Hopkins, hold on 1 second. We're talking to Brian Hopkins. He's the alderman of the 2nd Ward here in Chicago. That's downtown Chicago. We will come back and also take your phone calls at 312-981-7200 if you have any questions. As you look back at the last 48 hours, what would you like to see changed here? What mid-game corrections would you make?
Well, yeah, as I said, our options are somewhat limited, and it was one of the reasons that I've been advocating for greater deployment of National Guardsmen is because in a perfect scenario, we would have had more Chicago police officers who were available on duty and trained to handle a situation like this. We did it a few years back for NATO, and the amount of planning and training and drilling and preparation that went into getting ready for NATO when we knew there was going to be civil unrest and demonstrations was months, and we spent millions of dollars. We didn't have that luxury in this situation. Nobody saw this coming. We weren't prepared. So all the lessons we're learning right now, it's valuable, but we simply don't have the time or the resources to make those mid-course corrections that are going to help us get ahead of this. This is my estimation, so I just want to give a number that I come to conclude based on all my observation. We probably have right now about 20% of the police resources that we actually need to respond to what's happening on what's now really a citywide basis. So we talk about resource deployment, which neighborhoods are being protected, which neighborhoods are being left unexposed. There's decisions being made right now in the strategic decision support centers all across the city of how to deploy the resources that we have. Even if the people making those decisions are flawless and perfect in the decisions that they're making, they're still setting themselves up for failure. They simply don't have enough resources to cover the kind of widespread looting and civil unrest that we're seeing. So all of the strategic discussions in the world can't mask that over. And it's become very apparent in the last few days we are overmatched.
All right, to the phones we go, 312-91-7200. John, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. A couple months ago, the state attorney's office said they weren't going to prosecute thefts for under $1,000. And I was wondering, that is that why the police are not trying to pick up these guys that are robbing the stores? Because they probably have less than $1,000 that they're hauling away at one time, especially individuals. Is that the case?
You know, we're seeing a menu of charges that are being applied in cases like this. You're seeing criminal damage to property, criminal trespassing, retail theft, disorderly conduct, armed robbery, aggravated armed robbery. Just so many different charges that could apply depending on the situation. I use the term looting. As a civilian, that's a one-size-fits-all term to describe, the universe of what's happening. When you start to get into prosecuting these individual crimes, it's not that simple. There's a lot that needs to be done. And to be honest, we're just now seeing the backup at bond court. They're overwhelmed, too. Our entire system, everything about the judicial system and the law enforcement system right now is breaking down from the 911 center to the courts, to the police on the field. It was never designed to handle the sheer overwhelming volume of activity that's happening now.
John,
so it isn't functioning the way it's supposed to, and that includes the court system.
Alderman, hold on 1 second. John, to your specific question, I mean, this goes back to an issue that we talked about a lot here, the state's attorney's office not being tough on little, like broken windows crimes, as they call them in New York. But what I can tell you now, to the point of the alderman, which is we're all going through this gigantic, massive breakdown that is bigger than all of whatever criminal justice approach band-aids were put in Chicago. I can tell you 700 people have been taken into custody in the last 24 hours, and only 150 of them have been transported to the county jail. Now, having said that, that does not mean that they've let the other 550 people out. They haven't. They're being held in lockups, and those lockups are tight, and they're just trying to go through. They're trying to comb through who those people are and figure out which ones they can let out and which ones they can't. And they're also, and you've got federal agents also looking to figure out if there are other actors, that are, more on the domestic terror side of this than others. So it is, to your point, there is, I completely understand your question. I think it's more of a general question of, was there a more lax attitude here than it was a question of whether this is operational. It is certainly not operational now. They're grabbing everybody up and throwing them in lockups because they got to get them off the street. And in some cases, they're just sitting in those county, you've seen those, they look like school buses. They're not like school buses inside, but they look like them from the outside. And they are, and some of those are just sitting parked with guys with prisoners on them at the moment. So this is a fluid situation. We're going to talk to the sheriff a little bit later on. I talked to him earlier today. That's where I'm getting some of the statistics, and we're gonna talk to him later on in the program. You'll hear more about exactly what that's about and how many are going to jail. And let me just tell you that he's open for business. I think those were his exact words to me earlier today. He's open for business, and if people think that they're just going to be let go, they're not. He's got plenty of beds. He's making them available throughout the county. He's talking about not just the city, but the suburbs as well. John, thank you very much. I think that's an excellent question you're asking. Here is Jeff. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, hi. I'm sitting over in Michigan out in the middle of nowhere. I escaped from Chicago about 30 years ago. But anyway, my idea was, why isn't the fire department hosing these people down? These guys don't like water. I leave that to you. Water cannons and things like that, are a lot more delicate, I think, than rubber bullets and tear gas. And I think you got rain coming in Chicago tonight, and I think that's going to help the city. But I can remember the riots in Detroit where I went to school, and when the rain came out, the boys went home. That's all I got.
Okay. I'll let you handle that, Alderman. Water cannons?
I'm not going to answer that question as an alderman. I'm going to answer that question as someone who comes from a family of firefighters, including my cousin who just graduated 3 months ago from the fire academy. That's a hard no. I don't want them out there. I don't want them engaging in a battle when they have a water gun and the looters have handguns. They're not trained for that, and I wouldn't want to see them put at risk in such a scenario. And that is one important point to remember. A disturbingly high percentage of the people who are being arrested in the yeah. act of looting are found with handguns and weapons on them. Yeah. It's a miracle right now that we have not seen people actually being killed, including police officers, in an open Wild West gunfire in a Walgreens parking lot. I can't even believe that hasn't happened yet, because you have these armed confrontations going on over what essentially is a property crime with so much tension in the air. It hasn't happened yet. Bring in fire department hoses, bring them down, and that's a recipe for gunfire to be exchanged, and people will be killed.
Alderman, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. These are extraordinary times, and thank you for what you've done here for us in the city of Chicago.